Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
As a caregiver, think about all the legal documents you need. Power of attorney, a will, living wills, and so many more. Then think about such things as disputes about medical bills. What if, instead of shelling out hefty fees for a few days of legal help, you paid a monthly membership and got a law firm for life? Well, we're taking legal representation and making some revisions in the form of accessible, affordable, full-service coverage. Finally, you can live life knowing you have a lawyer in your back pocket who, at the same time, isn't emptying it. It's called Legal Shield, and it's practical, affordable, and a must for the family caregiver. Visit caregiverlegal.com. That's caregiverlegal.com. Isn't it about time someone started advocating for you? www.caregiverlegal.com, an independent associate.
So if I'd never had a problem, I would not know Jesus could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. That's why through it all.
It is my wife Gracie with Johnny Erickson Tyler singing that great Andre Crouch tune Through It All. That's from her new record, Resilient. And I would suggest to you that my wife Gracie is very resilient. And if you want to get a copy of that record, it's very easy. Go out to hopeforthecaregiver.com and click on the record cover. You see Gracie right there. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I'm Peter Rosenberger. Welcome back to the show. If you want to be a part of the show, 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755, whatever's on your heart. We're on the Family Talk channel here on Sirius XM, and we're live, and we're glad to have you with us. And as always, I'm joined by himself, the Count of Mighty Disco, John Butler. And it is a treat always, John.
Oh, back at you, buddy.
It was an interesting week, and we're going to unpack this a little bit more as we go through this, through the week here, through the show. But we got into this dispute with this company. Okay. And it turned a little bit unpleasant and to the point where we needed to take some action on this and resolve this issue. Well, there are a couple things, and I want to come from the mentality is I don't want to tell you about the company and how bad they are and steer you away from them. I want to tell you what's a path towards help and what's a better way to do it. Again, I refer to myself as the crash test dummy of caregivers, and my failures are teachable moments for you.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way.
I know I have benefited tremendously from, all of your rather impressive failures.
it's a real Hall of Famer event here for me.
Is this one that good? All right,
it is. Well, we had to get legal help involved with this.
Yeah.
So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I called the law firm that I have through Legal Shield.
Yeah.
And I was able to get to a lawyer, and she called me back within 3 hours. Now, try to get a lawyer to call you back that fast.
Okay, now, for additional perspective,
I'm in Montana.
There is no part of Montana that is not rural.
Montana is a very small town with a lot of long avenues.
Right, right. And so, I mean, you're not in an urban area.
No. And this attorney is 200 miles away.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But every state has a firm or firms that are contracted with this.
Right.
So if I'm in Tennessee, for example, in Nashville, where you are, John, I would have a firm there. If I'm in Dallas, where Ed is, who's producing this show from Dallas, then I'd have a firm there. But I happen to be out here, so this is where I go. So I called them up, and they called me back. They took all the stuff, and they said, yeah, we'll call you back. I'll have the attorney call you back. Several hours later, the attorney called me back, and we chatted for about 30 minutes about this issue. She said, well, how about if I just write a letter? And, you know, from now on, I'll just communicate with these people, and I'll take this off of, and I'll send it to you for your approval, and you take a look. And I said, well, how about that? Because
how about you just write on?
And I said, how about I just say thank you? Because
there you go.
I was very grateful, because it was a little bit dicey. And it was getting dicier by the moment. Mm. And so I took her up on it and said, okay. And she did. And she sent me the draft of the letter. And I thought this, and I gave my official okie dokie to it. And he sent it. And then in the letter says, look, you don't talk with these people anymore. You talk with me directly. I'm their attorney, and you talk with me. Okay.
Okay.
Handled. How much do you think I paid for that?
This is no. There's no more to this. That's it.
No, there's plenty more.
All right, I have to be very careful.
But I just want to stop right there and see.
I don't want
how
you to
much
spill
do
the
you...
tea on the air. All right.
How much do you think
like,
I paid for
this? No, but it just
this?
Got handled. Like there's like that's it. She handled it. It was that one letter, done.
Well, she's worked it out with me, and now she's sending that. I don't know what these people are going to respond back with.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
okay.
She's prepared to deal with them and negotiate with them on our behalf.
And I noticed something, like, I didn't hear any, like, you weren't threatening to call a lawyer. You're like, oh, you'll hear from my attorney trying to resolve it that way in this bullying sort of way. You just called your lawyer, they sent a letter, and there you go. How much did it cost you?
Well, the people that were involved in this dispute with us were incredibly, inappropriate.
Ah.
Let me just say that, okay?
Okay.
And they were not cool. And I didn't talk with them.
Not cool is a legal term.
Yeah, that was, I learned that in law school. I watch a lot of Law and Order. So they were not cool. And so I didn't want to talk with them. And so I called my attorney, who I've never met before. This is the first time, you know, because we're new out here. I had a group that I worked with down in Tennessee when we lived there, but this is different. And so she called me back within 3 hours. She drafted up a letter, sent it to me for my approval. And then is sending it to these people, and we're going to work it all out. $25.
Oh.
$25 a month, because that's what I pay as a subscriber
subscription
to Legal Shield.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I do. $25. Now, I'm going to ask all my fellow caregivers, and we'll talk about this more in the next segment. I'm going to ask every one of you, I want you to think about any event in your life where you need legal help, somebody to write a letter to cease and desist, somebody to help you with the will, somebody to help you get a, you know, file an order of protection. You don't even know where to go to start with. Somebody to help you transfer your business or incorporate your business. Somebody to help you with a traffic ticket. There's all kinds of stuff that we need a lawyer for. How much are you paying? How much are you budgeting for this? How much are you enduring without it? That's my question.
That's really the key thing, yeah.
How much are you having to absorb in your emotional and mental stress without an attorney that is fighting for you, that represents you? Did you used to think it was unaffordable? Well, guess what? I'm going to prove you wrong. So don't go away. We got more to come, because this is a story. It's my story, but it could be your story too. Hope for the caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger, 877-655-6755. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries,
and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope. I'm alive.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver here on the Family Talk Channel, Sirius XM 131. This is the nation's largest show, number one show for the family caregiver, and we're glad to have you with us. 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755. I am Peter Rosenberg, and I'm so glad you're with us. All right, John, as I was saying, before I get back to the all the things we're talking about, the legal stuff, I got to tell you about my ongoing feud with a moose. And
a moose bit my sister once.
Really?
No, that's another Monty Python joke.
There's something wrong with
from the
you.
Subtitles at the beginning of Holy Grail. It goes into Finnish for a little bit.
Of course it did.
There's a moose.
I'm out here in Montana, and the family has six horses, and I feed them in the morning during the wintertime, and we have a barn with hay in it.
Okay.
Well, the barn doesn't have doors that close. It's just hay put under a shelter thing, so you have to go in there and get the hay, and and I do that. But then I noticed that my chain was down across it, and I suspected that I was having a nightly visitor.
Okay.
And so I went and I put up two more chains. So I had a chain across, and then I put in some eye bolt things, and I put a chain above that that's about chin high for me. And I'm 6 feet tall. It should have been chin high for you, but because you're quite a bit taller. And then I put a chain below it so that you don't see many. I mean, they will crawl, but it's not easy. And so I came and I noticed that my chain was.
This is the chain is specifically for moose.
No, this is the chain that was just to be a deterrent to wildlife. Now, the cats I can't do anything about because we have mountain lions out here. And they'll get in there and they'll curl up in the hay. That's a fine howdy-do. So Gracie and I were coming home from church the other night. And it was dark, but I saw the light by the barn. And I thought the chain, and I wanted to pull in and see what's going on. I saw that the chain one of the chain was down. There were three chains, but two of them were down, but the top one was still up. And I thought, that's odd. And I pulled in sideways there, and I didn't pull in full frontal to face it. I just pulled in sideways. Okay. And the sound of the car evidently created enough of a whatever.
Disturbance.
Rose such as a clatter that all of a sudden this enormous creature comes flying, and when I say flying, I'm not kidding. It looked like Santa's reindeer taking off, and it was a cow. I don't think it was a bull. It didn't have the palms. Okay. But sometimes the bulls will shed their palms, and I wasn't going to peek under its skirt. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing that, you're too close to the moose.
Correct.
And this thing came flying and leapt over the top chain.
Ooh.
It is as big as a horse.
Yeah.
And if I had pulled in straight, it would have landed right on the hood of our truck.
Yeah.
And that would have been, that's a bad thing.
That's a bad thing. Yeah.
So
they're classified as megafauna. All right.
Well, this is a, and so by the way, you write this down for all you listening right now. Write this down. If you're going to sneak up on a moose, come at it sideways. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Just write that down. That's a little piece of information that may come in handy one day. Write that down. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to fix this problem. And I secured the chains even more.
Okay.
And then I saw the moose.
Have you considered
the next
doors?
Day. Well, I've thought about doors, but I got strong chains, and sure. I place them at intervals so that it's not easy for the moose to leap into this place, and it's not easy for it to crawl into this place. But then Gracie got a picture of me, and the moose was laying down, just relaxing in the snow, right across the road from us. We live 10 miles from the paved road. And so it's not across the street. It's across the road. And he's laying down there, and there's the wooden fence there. And for that particular pasture, it's our neighbor. And the moose was laying down there, and Gracie's got a picture of me walking out of the snow by the fence, and I'm in knee-deep snow, and I'm scolding the moose. Say, hey, you stay out of the hay. It's not yours. And the moose, you know.
The moose does not care.
The moose had a look of practiced apathy.
Practice stealing that one, sir.
And so anyway, so I just, that's what's been going on. So I'm kind of the Wile E. Coyote of, I had to get my Acme anti-moose kit.
Right. So, yeah.
And any this moment is... now he's going to say, you know, I'd see a flying squirrel say, come on, Bullwinkle, we don't have to take this crap from anyone. Okay. But anyway, so back to the story of what happened. So we called the lawyer.
Right.
Call the lawyer. We had, for those of you down just joining us, by the way, this is Hope for the Caregiver. Gracie and I had a legal dispute with a service provider, and it did not go as comfortably as we would have liked. I'm being very delicate on this, okay? And it's the company did not act very professional. They didn't come back and say, hey, you're not happy with our services.
Let's see about making it right, you know, whatever.
But we want to meet in the middle somewhere here, and so that was fair to us, fair to you, that kind of thing. Oh no, it really went into a bad place. Hmm. So we had to get a lawyer involved. But lawyers are expensive. And so I called through, because I'm a member of Legal Shield, and I called to the law firm that I have access to and got a call back 3 hours later. The lawyer said, we'll take care of this. I'm gonna draft a letter. I'll send it for your approval. Then I'll send it to these people, and they can only talk to me. You don't need to worry about it. And then we'll see where it goes from there, and we'll make a presentation, see if we can get this thing resolved. Bada bing, bada boom, bada boom. It's done. The consigliatory. Consigliatory, as Billy Crystal would say. And I thought, first off, it felt too easy.
Yeah.
But I'm only paying $25 a month for this. And I thought, that is extraordinary that I have this level of service for that rate. And I thought, how many caregivers, people just like me, who are just inundated with all kinds of stuff, if we want to contest a bill or whatever,
deserve and
require good legal representation, but we think it's unaffordable, so we just absorb it financially or absorb it emotionally.
Exactly. And we fall into one of those, you know, those landmines. Yeah, that it's all up to me.
It's
not all up to you. You can
it's
hire
not
a lawyer
all up to me. And I asked for help
month,
and received
you know?
It.
Yeah.
But I asked for help and I received it. And was quite frankly glad that I did. And so I thought, you know, it's not just for business disputes. It's more than that. There are so many things that we can have access to as caregivers that we need help with. And who's helping you as a caregiver legally? I mean,
there's a comedian that I can't remember the guy's name, but one of the things that said is there anything more satisfying than canceling plans? Like just, I was getting ready to go out, and then just like, you know, I really don't. I'd rather be at home in my pajamas watching Netflix, you know, or whatever. It's like this is a very satisfying thing, and it's not. It's a comedy bit, so it's not really supposed to be real. But think about the satisfaction you had. And if you did not have access to a lawyer, you were going to have to make plans to do all to go through.
I have to figure this out. What am I going to do?
Figure this out. I got to deal with these people. Instead, you have that's what a lawyer is. It is someone who is authorized to act on your behalf legally.
And they know the law better than I do. And they're not emotionally involved.
Exactly. They're going to be great at it.
And you don't have to do it. I thought for us as caregivers, who is helping you? And you know what I said to this attorney after she called me and she said, look, I got this, you know, all right, this is what I'm going to do. How about this? Does this feel all right? Yep, yep, yep. And you know what I said? I said, thank you. Thank you. Because it was a huge weight off of my shoulder to know that I am not fighting this battle all by myself. And as caregivers, how many times have you fought this battle all by yourself? How much have you absorbed financially over things that you didn't need to do? How much have you shelled out to another attorney possibly? Or how much have you just taken it on the chin and just had to suck it up and say, okay, I don't have any choice. I'm just going to have to do this because I don't have the wherewithal to fight this. How would you like, do you ever watch wrestling, John? I know you do.
I grew up in Jonesboro, Arkansas, which is about an hour and a half away from Memphis, and Jerry Lawler was on.
No, Jerry Lawler is.
He had a show on, like, I can't remember, it was like the public access station right after a show I was watching, and I knew that that was the end of my time. So,
well, if yes, you're watching wrestling, that is wrestling. The end of your time. Exactly. No, but if you ever watch wrestling, tag team wrestling, and think about the relief it gives you to tag out and just climb out of there and let somebody else fight for a moment and just take a breather. You know, that's kind of what it feels like when you're able to tag out to somebody who is competent, who knows what they're doing, a professional, and they help you. And I got to tell you, it was a huge thing when I had that interaction with this attorney. And I thought about all the things that we need as caregivers, all the legal help we need, the filing for disability, $25 a month. I mean, what is that? 4 Happy Meals? honestly, you know, what are we talking about here for that kind of peace of mind? And how troubled is your mind as a caregiver? How would you like to have at your beck and call a full legal firm that can handle these things from filing for disability for your loved one or you, or fighting a parking ticket, disputes with different kind of service providers, including medical providers. Let me ask you a question as a caregiver. Have any of you ever seen an incorrect bill from your healthcare provider for your loved one? I don't care what the dollar amount. Have you ever seen it? I have. I have caught more mistakes on medical bills on Gracie's stuff over the year. I mean, think about it. She's had 80 surgeries. She's been in 12 different hospitals. And we're $11 million in medical bills. 100 different doctors have treated her. And I've caught mistakes. And what was it? You know, I know what it was like for me to go and protest those mistakes and go to sit down with the hospital administrator. And, it was not cool, man. It was just not cool.
Tell me how you really feel.
Oh, it was not cool. I mean, they didn't teach me all this in music school. I'm a music major, for heaven's sakes. When I first got married, I didn't know anything about health insurance and health care and all that kind of stuff. I remember going to the first job I had in the corporate world, and they were going to have a meeting for employee benefits in the break room. They said, we're having a meeting for employee benefits. I said, I didn't know what they meant by benefits. Hand to God, John, I really thought they meant longer lunches and better parking.
I thought you, yeah. Like, guys, we're getting the really good coffee for the break.
That's where I went to when they said benefits. I did not know. And I think about all the different things I've had to battle on my own, and I didn't have any legal help to do it. But now I do. Now I do. And it's $25 a month. And guess what? You could have it too. $25 a month. Come on. I mean, honestly, caregiverlegal.com. Just go out there. Just go out there. You click on a note and just say, hey, I want to hear more. Caregiverlegal.com. $25 a month. That's it. There's no hitch. There's no catch. I do this. This is what I do as a caregiver. Why aren't you? Hope for the Caregiver, 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755. If you want to be a part of the show, this is Peter Rosenberger. Don't go away. We got more to come, and we still have the Count of Mighty Disco with us. We'll be right back.
As a caregiver, think about all the legal documents you need. power of attorney, a will, living wills, and so many more. Then think about such things as disputes about medical bills. What if, instead of shelling out hefty fees for a few days of legal help, you paid a monthly membership and got a law firm for life? Well, we're taking legal representation and making some revisions in the form of accessible, affordable, full-service coverage. Finally, you can live life knowing you have a lawyer in your back pocket who, at the same time, isn't emptying it. It's called Legal Shield, and it's practical, affordable, and a must for the family caregiver. Visit caregiverlegal.com. That's caregiverlegal.com. Isn't it about time someone started advocating for you? www.caregiverlegal.com, an independent associate.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
He will be strong to deliver me safe, and the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver here on the Family Talk Channel, Sirius XM 131. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for you as a family caregiver. That is my wife, Gracie, singing with Russ Taff. The Joy of the Lord, that's on her new CD, Resilient, and you can be a proud holder of that CD in just a matter of steps. Just go to standingwithhope.com. You've heard Gracie's story. You've heard what we're about. And Standing with Hope has two program areas. It's for the wounded and for those who care for them. And for the wounded is the prosthetic limb outreach that Gracie herself envisioned after giving up both of her legs. And she wanted to be able to put quality prosthetic limbs on her fellow amputees and tell them about Christ. That's it. Very simple. And they go walking and leaping and praising God. And they really do. I mean, it's just an extraordinary thing. You give the gift that keeps on walking. And part of that is we have a recycling program. We recycle prosthetic limbs. And they go to a prison in Tennessee, run by Core Civic. It's one of Core Civic's many faith-based programs. You know what? Faith-based programs work for inmates. They work. They work for all of us. You know, I am a faith-based program because that's my whole life, is I am putting all of my trust into something that is greater than myself, and that is Christ. And I can't do this on my own. And these inmates have participated in this program with us for years. And they help us disassemble used limbs that come in from all around the country. And they go to the prison, and then they disassemble them for us, and we pack them all up, and we send those parts that can be recycled. Not all of it can be, but the things that can be, we send it over to Ghana. And we work in West Africa. We've been doing that for 15 years. And then we'll also purchase more equipment in country there to make the new parts. So like the socket has to be custom fitted to that patient right there in country. And so then they'll use the pylon or the recycled foot or the recycled knee or the screws, the adapters, the prosthetic socks, all those things. So take a look at that for the wounded and those who care for them, and the prosthetic limb outreach, and then this radio show for those caregivers, for the wounded and those who care for them, Standing with Hope. And check out that program that Core Civic does with the inmates. It's really cool. I mean, it's just so cool. And they love it. The guys love it. I've talked to more guys over there in that program. And they find it interesting work. They find it heart-driven and meaningful. They have a big poster of us over in Africa, of different pictures of patients that we've treated and so forth right there in the workshop. And, you know, I've heard comments from these guys like, you know, I never did anything positive with my hands before this program. I never even thought about crippled people before this program. And so that's what we're doing. So how about you being a part of that today? And for a donation to Standing with Hope of any amount, doesn't matter. We'll send you a copy of Gracie's CD. You'll love it. It is a fabulous CD. And she just is, she's the real deal. So, John, anyway, the lesson I learned was, and it's all part of, it's in my book, Seven Caregiver Landmines.
Right on.
Landmine number seven is thinking that it's all up to you. And I have been guilty of this. I mean, look at me. You could tell I've hit landmines. I mean, one does not wake up and look like this. This is a pattern of behavior over a lifetime.
Well, I was thinking about this earlier, it's understandable. All these landmines that you talk about are completely reasonable. It is not a failing to fall into these, because that's part of the deal. You know, it's yes, the buck stops here. When there is a problem, I'm the one that is going to solve it. When at the end of the day, that is, you know, you're the last person between your loved one and disaster. However, you can plan ahead for a lot of things and make sure that you're in the best possible spot to do it. So it is not all up to you.
And there are people who really can come alongside you and help you.
Yeah.
There truly are. And those people may not look like what you think, and then they may look exactly what you think. Some of those people are going to be wearing a lab coat, and they're going to be physicians. As we said earlier, for the caregiver tip of the day, go to your dentist and get your teeth cleaned by the dental hygienist. Some of those people are going to be wearing a mask and a big face shield and rubber gloves and make little drill sounds, you know, really close to your mouth. But you know what? They're helping you. They are helping you by keeping you healthy. And some of those people are going to look like attorneys that you can afford through our program that we're offering here, caregiverlegal.com. Just take a look at it. This is what I do. Some of those people are going to look like a pastor. And some of those people are going to just look like a friend who will sit with you and listen to you and just be with you. Either way, be willing to accept help. Okay? Be willing to accept help. And if you don't have enough courage to ask for it for yourself today, borrow some of mine. Okay? Learn from my failures. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from my lack of doing this and the things I've learned the hard way. And say, okay, if Peter really believes this, and he's been a caregiver now for 34 years, and this is what he does, maybe I can learn to ask for help too. And I had a reporter, I've shared this story. It was one of those kind of seminal moments for me. And I had a reporter ask me when they were doing an interview, and they said, you know, what would Jesus do as a caregiver? Which I thought was just such an interesting question. And it wasn't for a Christian news outlet. It was just, I don't know. It was back a while back when everybody was, you know, wearing braces, WWJD or whatever. What would Donald do or something? Everybody was just going kind of crazy with it. But they asked me that question. What would Jesus do as a caregiver? And for whatever reason, I had a moment of clarity, John. And I said, what? They come sporadically and certainly unplanned. But I said to this reporter, I don't know what Jesus would do as a caregiver. But I can tell you what he did do. And what he did do was he delegated care of his mother to the Apostle John from the cross. If you go back, just go back and look at the text. It says there, John. He said, looked at it, it says, mother, your son, your mother. And he turned over care of his mother, which was, you know, his responsibility, because evidently Joseph had died at some point, was out of the picture by the time Jesus went into public ministry. So it's his responsibility to look after his mother, but he's on the cross fulfilling a greater responsibility for you and I. And he delegated care of his mother to John. And I thought, you know, if Jesus can delegate, if Jesus could assign or ask for help, so can I. And so can you. This is Hope for the Caregiver. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. The record, the ministry, the podcast, it's all there. Take a look at it. All the books. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. We'll see you next week.